I tell you what, this month is one of those months that is insanely high energy, really, really energizing weeks. I'm going to tell you why here in a second. But also, this month is flat wearing me out in a good way. Okay, in a good way. So 2 weeks ago, I was in Boise, Idaho for a mastermind with Russell Brunson. I joined that mastermind. It's a really high level mastermind to really take ourselves to the next level on the lead gen side and the business building side. And man, it was amazing. So I'll tell you more about that mastermind probably in another episode of the Carrot Cast. Last week was our first ever Carrot Camp. Carrot Camp is a live event that we did with just a few people, 7 or 8 people. They flew into Roseburg, Oregon to Carrot HQ. And man, it was awesome because we had everyone there. We got outside, we got up into the mountains, we went out to wineries, we got a lot of work done in the office, and we did a lot of implementation time. We split away for a certain segment of the second day for about 4 hours, and everyone could go to different people on our team and tackle the pay-per-click side, Facebook side, getting their websites dialed in and their strategy dialed in and all that stuff in, mixed in with an amazingly fun experience. All these people that I'm going to introduce you to here in a second are all experienced investors. Some of them are doing 8 to 10+ deals a month. And it was such an amazing group of guys that we're going to do Carrot Camp again. We are going to announce when we're going to do it. It's probably going to be 3 times a year or so. And we'll put that out here in the next month or two on carrotcamp.com, carrotcamp.com. So check it out. If you don't see anything up there yet, let us know and find out when the dates are. But carrotcamp.com, so excited about it. So I'm going to introduce you to the Carrot Campers here in a second. We got in our studio here at Carrot HQ. And we surround around the studio and we just talk for 15 minutes or so about their experience, about what they experienced at Carrot Camp, different mindset shifts that they had, things like that. You'll get to meet these 7 investors who are out there crushing already and they're ready to take it up to the next level. But where am I at right now? So I'm actually recording this right now, walking outside with an amazing, amazing view in Sedona, Arizona. I just got here yesterday with my brother Kyle, and I'm actually here for my mastermind. So a mastermind that my former business partner and I and friend Patrick Riddle, we started about 7 years ago. We really started this mastermind to surround ourselves with great people that we wanted to grow with, great people that inspire us and we can inspire, great people that we can follow along and grow our businesses and lives together over the years, not where you go in there and try a mastermind for a year, then you bounce. Because one thing that I've really found about masterminds and about things like this is the biggest takeaway you get is relationships you form. So right now, for the next 3 days, I'm reinvigorating and just continuing to build these relationships with these 13 amazing guys that we've been doing this Amplify mastermind with over the years. Depending on the location, we pick a different location every time. Today it's in Sedona. Last time it was in Nashville, Tennessee. Time before that it was out in Oregon. And we always pick a different location. A lot of times our spouses come, which is amazing. And we just get to dig in for 2 days and really share what's working in life and business and what's not, and help each other through those struggles and celebrate the wins. So if you're not in a mastermind, I highly suggest that you get in one, whether you form your own or whether you find one. This month for me is mastermind month for whatever reason. It all stacked up into this 1 month. 2 weeks ago in Boise, at an amazing mastermind where it's going to take me to the next level. Last week at Carrot HQ with 7 or 8 amazing Carrot clients. This week in Sedona. And then finally, I'll be home next week. And just so grateful for my wife and for my team on allowing me to go out and do this and grow so I can help help us all grow together. So listen to this episode of the Carrot Cast with the Carrot Campers from Carrot Camp Edition, from Carrot Camp Mountain Edition, which is the first one we've ever done. All right, let's get it.
Welcome to a really special episode of the Carrot Cast. I'm crazy excited about this episode because we've got a whole room full of guests in here, which is pretty darn sweet. I'm going to introduce you to these guests, and there's going to be some more here joining here in a minute. And this isn't going to be a long one. This is going to be, hey, we're recapping the last couple of days we've had. And this is Carrot Camp 2017, our first ever Carrot Camp. And we had some amazing investors out here. You get to meet each one of them briefly and just kind of just talk about some of the fun times we had, some of the struggles we've had just in this past 2 days, and it's been a blast. So I'm going to introduce you kind of around the table right now. We've got Edward Beck. Edward, say hey.
Hey, what's up, guys?
So where are you from? And dude, how's the last couple of days been?
I'm from El Paso, Texas, and the last couple of days is awesome. I've learned so much, sharing and just being around guys that feel my struggle, you know, they kind of resonate, and I've learned a lot. I appreciate it.
Dude, and that's the thing. That's the thing with the stories people are sharing. We all have our own struggles, right? And we're all amazing at one thing that someone else in this group picked up that they're amazing at. So that's really, really cool. I'm going to keep going around the table. Jeff Milligan, man, introduce yourself and where are you from?
What's happening? I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Dude, he's got a radio voice.
I had a wonderful time here at Carrot Camp. It was just so invigorating. I mean, all the people from On Carrot are just really on point. I mean, they helped us so much, and it just was just exciting for me to be here. And what can I say? I made a whole lot of new friends here, to Edward and Tang, and just all the Carrot employees and contractors or whoever they are. I mean, we just had a great time.
It's a bunch
time,
of random people we got off the streets and threw Carrot shirts on. Yeah.
And, I can't wait to come back again next year because I heard that they were giving us a big discount for being the first campers.
Dude. So, hey, man. The next Carrot Camp's $20,000. We'll sell it for $5,000.
Oh,
no, messing with you. No, dude. And that's something we want to do. We want to have people back. We want to have people back and kind of create a family here and see people make progress. Not just a one-time shot. So we'll circle back to you guys. I'm going to pass over to my left to Tang. Tang, introduce yourself, man. Yeah, a little bit. Kind of, what was your experience the last couple of days? And I got a couple of questions for y'all too. Here in a bit.
What's up, guys? Tang Nguyen from Dallas, Texas. This has been the most amazing experience. Awesome experience. And this was like a last minute thing. And I'm so glad I did it. Just want to thank my wife. Let me go. Yeah. Last minute. But yeah, the guys at Carrot, the family here is awesome. And I can't wait to come back to experience it again.
Dude, and he's talking last minute. So it was like last minute where this last week, was it 3, 4, 5 days ago?
Yes.
We get an email from Tang's like, hey, can we still get into Carrot Camp? And you're here. And that's a big deal. That's sweet. Tim, pull the mic over, man. It's all you, dude. Introduce yourself. Where are you from? Any thoughts from the last couple of days?
Yeah, I'm Tim. I'm a wholesaler from Delaware. I've been with Carrot for about 2 years now, and I am a raving fan of them. So, yeah, I'm happy to answer any questions. I've had a great time here so far. It's been really wonderful.
And one of the things I'll throw it out to you guys is we'll have combo here for 5 or 10 minutes. And Kyle, he'll pop over here and introduce himself. Kyle's from Denver. And he's over there working with Alex right now, dialing in some of his Facebook stuff. But so one thing that I love about what I get to do here is, you know, each person here has a story. You know, each person here has a story. And we oftentimes have very similar things that we want out of life. And we kind of dove into a lot of that stuff in day one, for sure. You know, you kind of want that peace. You want that the flexibility, the freedom. You want to make the impact. You want to be doing something purposeful. As you guys were going through the last day and a half, and I think part of our conversations, or a lot of our conversations, probably took a little bit different turn than everyone coming in here thought we were going to focus on. Part of that's intentional. Because I focused on just the tactics for so long. When I shifted to start to focus on what's important, that's when things started to do better. What did you guys think of how the first day went, for sure, where there's a lot of life stuff in there? I mean, there was, you know, us grown men, there were tears shed within the first hour of Carrot Camp. What did you guys think? Any breakthroughs?
Yeah, I thought that, this is Jeff. Mm-hmm. I thought that, It was very, very good. When you look at the business of real estate and you look at your why, but what you did for us is made us really dig down into the why reason. Mm. And yeah, tears were shed and everything, because we all get emotional, because most of us talked about it was about family.
Mm.
And, you know, the reason why that we do what we do is because we want a better life for our family. Mm. We want our kids to grow up to be entrepreneurs, or we want the kids to grow up realizing just how important it is to how important this business is to us and also to provide for them. Mm-hmm. And of course our spouses too. So, that was, man, this is a total, let me just digress for 1 second. This is a totally different, I've gone to a lot of quote unquote seminars. This was not a seminar.
Yeah.
This was basically more of a training, on the job training. Mm-hmm. And you guys weren't here. This was not a pitch fest. You know, no. Every time I've gone to seminars, it's a pitch fest. One way or another, it's a pitch fest. Here, we dug deep, not only just into our feelings, but also into the business, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's well worth it. That's my take on it.
Dude, I love it. Any other takeaways from the personal side of what we dove into, guys?
The big thing I think that everybody realized really immediately is that the Carrot team is here for the right reasons. You know, and then all the other campers, I guess, happy campers, we're here for the right reasons. You know what I mean? And I think we did make a connection, and we're gonna stay connected. A lot of us, mm-hmm. You know, I learned something from each one of you guys, and I hope I was able to share something that you guys were able to leave and implement immediately.
Oh, big time. We had Kyle walk in the room. He was wrapping up some stuff with Alex on our team on some Facebook side. And I'm going to introduce you to Kyle here in a second. And Dan Walter is one of the larger home buyers in Boise. He had to cut out early. He has a flight tonight. But Dan's an amazing Carrot client also. But Kyle, dude, put you on the spot here. You walked. You didn't know we were doing a podcast. You walk in like, what's going on here? Introduce yourself, where you're from, and like kind of what were your impressions from the last day and a half, 2 days?
Yeah. My name is Kyle Doney. I'm from Denver. It's been awesome. It's been really fun and having a great time checking out Roseburg, meeting everybody. And it's just been really good. Learned a ton and glad I came out for sure.
Dude, so I'm going to throw a question, the same question that these guys heard. So we, the first day especially, we focused on a lot of life stuff, which I think was unexpected for almost everyone in here. Is there anything that you specifically, that was challenged in that day that you're going to take and work on?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it was very thought-provoking. Stuff that I don't think about on a day-to-day basis just because I'm on the grind, you know, all day, every day. And you just... in this business, you don't really take time to think about this stuff. You're just hustling, and it's definitely in my mind now, and definitely going to change my approach.
Yeah. Sweet. A couple questions, and I'm sure people are getting hungry because today was a long day. We didn't get outside today. Yesterday, we got outside up in the mountains. What, 3 or 4 headers on the mountain bikes? I was one of them. I was the idiot holding my phone up trying to film a video and hit a tree. That was pretty sweet.
Share that video.
That video is going to be on there for sure. So we were outside for a while yesterday, and that was a blast. Inside, it was just all day we're working, so we want to get to dinner. But any other good takeaways that you guys had that you want to go and implement, whether it was a marketing strategy that you got from someone, any other takeaways?
Yeah, this is Tim again. I think really big overall. You know, after seeing what Trevor's done with Investor Carrot, seeing how clear he is about the values of the company and how the company is run, that's kind of had the biggest impact on me and what I'm going to take away moving forward in terms of how I want to build my business and be clear about you know, writing down my values and really not just like knowing what they are, but implementing that into the company's culture and even into the messaging and the branding. Mm. And like that really separates you. I think it'll separate me as an investor and it separates you as a company, as a software company. I think that's the biggest takeaway for me, like even specifically, like I wanted to start a foundation, but that was like, oh, you know, I'll do it when I'm like super rich, you know, 5-10 years from now. But you're like, hey, look, what happens if we die in 30 days, right? Yeah. So I think I'm going to start getting on it now. There's no reason not to, and it's with my values, and I'm excited for me to sit down and figure out more about what my values even are. So that for me, you know, this Carrot Camp has been very, what's the word? It mirrors what Investor Carrot is really all about at their core, is bringing, you know, humanity back to business. I think that this is what Carrot Camp has really all been about. So thank you so much for that. Yeah.
Well, thank you guys. We wouldn't be able to do what we do without you guys here. And that's what pumps us up. Any other quick insights you guys are going to take home and use. Any questions where you're like, hey, I've still got this question and I'm not sure how to do this in my business?
Well, this is Jeff again. It's a lot of takeaways, but one of the main ones was building a team. Mm-hmm. And as Tim just said, the way you guys have Carrot here built and the philosophy and everything like that is great. And so, but what you guys taught us about building a team and how to go about doing it. And then not only that, Kyle. I was looking at Kyle's, you know, thing about how much he pays the people that that's already on his team, and everything is going to help me to build my team. So that's a big takeaway. But the biggest takeaway I would say is you guys working on my business for me while I'm here. Mm-hmm. That was the biggest takeaway.
And that was fast and furious, man. I think Tim being a follow through, he's like, I knew he was over the, let's get started. And me being optimistic, I'm like, I think we're going to have the time for it. And it was a little tight, but we were fast and furious for two and a half hours. And what we didn't get done, like, so we're going to have a little list and work on that stuff with you guys over the coming weeks. So I'm excited about that. And I just appreciate you guys trusting the process, even though we were all honestly inventing the process as we were going. So.
Really?
As far as Carrot Camp went, man, that's for sure. Any other final takeaways before we wrap and head to dinner?
I have one last thing, I guess, a question for you. I don't know what you talked about before I walked in here, but I mean, takeaways for you. I mean, running this is the first time. It seems like you guys, you know, want to do it again. Yeah. So any takeaways that you have about maybe what you do different or what you learned about this?
Great question. I'm sure. Well, so first of all, we're going to survey you guys after this. We'll send you a little email and we want your feedback, because there's things that I'm not seeing and our team isn't seeing that you guys are seeing, like, well, this was awesome, but this wasn't awesome. So, that's gonna be a really good thing. First of all, and we talked about high quick starts, slow follow throughs, kind of personalities and how we work. I'm a really high quick start, and that's kind of how this came to be. We're just going to do it. We'd been talking about it for so long. So that was a good takeaway, that you can put together something like this that fast and have it work. And I think the team and myself, we weren't sure if we're going to have anyone fly across the country with 30 days notice with the ticket price that this was. So I'm just really, really... Yeah, 3 days notice for Tang. That's right. That's right. And dude, that's so, Sean, next year, 2 weeks. 2 weeks notice. 2 weeks notice for the next.
See what we do.
Yeah, so that was one right there. Kind of validated that oftentimes we can get analysis paralysis. And if you just take action and do it, you can pull it together. And that was pretty sweet. But if we had more time, we could have made it a little bit better and gave that extra time for people, of course, to plan and had a couple extra amazing people here. But this crew here was like perfect. I couldn't imagine a better group of people than this time around. The next thing, I think, I don't know. I mean, I think I'll have to decompress on that, you know. I think the biggest thing is we don't really, with Carrot, get the opportunity to meet our customers most of the time. It's usually Adrian going to events and gets to meet them. It's usually me or Alex has been to events, or Pete, where we'll go there. And every time we go to an event, which isn't very often, I'm not speaking there, which I might speak once or twice at an event a year, we'll go there and email our whole Carrot customer base in that area and like, hey, let's go to dinner. And oftentimes we'll pay for dinner for 30 people or buy drinks and stuff, because we just want to connect with people. That's my biggest takeaway, is getting you guys in front of our team and our team in front of you. Cause we very rarely get that chance. I think we've only had two customers in the past year who have been through these doors. Tyler Ford, high-end client down in Tucson, drove through Roseburg on the way to Idaho or something like that from Reno. Roseburg is not on the way to Idaho from Reno. So he drove through, hung out with us for a few hours. It's amazing having the team get to hang out with him. And then Harvey Gronwald came up for a few days, which actually spurred on Carrot Camp. We were sitting on my back porch. He was there for 3 days. He donated $3,000 to this charity. Like, all of this stuff was this exact tie. We helped him on his business. And he said, man, this would be cool if other Carrot customers could do it. I'm like, it would be. And so that started. So, yeah, connecting with our clients, getting our team here. And also, dude, another takeaway just revalidated to me how amazing the team is and how I'm just one small cog in that wheel. Cause you saw as we pulled away and actually did work, I didn't do a whole lot of that work. It was the team went and then you guys all went out there and worked with them. So that was pretty cool.
I would also add that you got to bring back Seth.
Oh, Seth was good, wasn't he?
Yeah, he rocked. And then the day that we went biking, you know, he was helping me because I was struggling up the hill. And you just saw his character come through, you know.
Yeah.
I really appreciated him.
That's cool. Sweet. Any final comments?
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Had a great, wonderful time.
Sweet.
Don't miss the next one.
That's right. And we're not sure when the next one's going to be, but if you're curious, go to carrotcamp.com. Check it out. If we do a next one, it'll be posted on there sometime. But yeah, I appreciate everyone listening to this special episode of the Carrot Cast. I'm getting mixed up with my Carrot Camp, Carrot Cast. This special episode of the Carrot Cast, we're going to head out, have some dinner, wrap up Carrot Camp 2017. And I'm just so grateful for our community, for the community here that took the chance and flew out here to spend a couple of days with us, and the thousands of people that are going to be listening these episodes of the Carrot Cast and the thousands of clients. So thank you guys. Have an amazing rest of the week.
I did have one last thing to say.
Get it, man. Get it. I love it.
He's going to sing for us.
Your mind conceived it, you believed it, and we achieved it.
Dude, I love it.
Thank you so much.
Let's end on that. Jeff, I love it, man. Thank you guys. Have a great week. See ya.
Man, I hope you enjoyed meeting the Carrot Campers for Carrot Camp Mountain Edition 2017. We learned a lot of things during Carrot Camp, and we're going to continue to make it better. We're going to continue to foster and just grow it as an amazing thing that continually gets great, great carrot clients who want to grow, who are already at a spot where they're successful but want to amplify it, to get you guys into Carrot HQ, to see behind the scenes of what we're doing, and to really, you know, find a way that we can amplify you even more, life and business. And the cool thing about this Carrot Camp, we didn't really talk about it a lot in the short time that we had with these Carrot Campers, is the first day and a half, we really delivered something way different than they came in expecting. They came in expecting lead gen, lead gen, lead gen. And we delivered that on day two. But the first day and a half was all about really helping us focus on the right things. Are we focusing on the right things in life? Are you focusing on the things that actually matter? Or are you putting little things like how to get the next lead in place of your family, in place of your relationships, in place of your health? Okay, so go out there, and here's a call to action for you. Number one, if you're interested in checking out the next edition of Carrot Camp, we don't have it up online yet as the time I'm recording this, but go check it out at carrotcamp.com, carrotcamp.com, and we will have something up there over the next month, and we'll decide on a date, and we're going to be probably doing three of those a year. Okay, the next thing is I'm going to challenge you to this. Sit down and grab a piece of paper right now and write down your initial thoughts in this. It's going to be about 5 minutes. Write down your initial thoughts in this. If you were only given 24 hours to live and you couldn't tell anyone about it, you had to keep it yourself. You knew the exact time you were going to pass. You knew when that was going to stop, but you couldn't tell anyone. If you were given that directive right now, what would you spend those 24 hours doing? Who would you talk to? What would you say? What would you do? What would you not do? What would that 24 hours look like? Write those down right now. And this is just part of an exercise I walk the Carrot Campers through. The rest of it really wraps it all up. But this is a little micro version of it. Write those things down right now, what you would do if you're only given 24 hours to live and you could not tell anyone about it. Those things right there are the exact things that you should be focusing on right now. Those are the exact things you should be doing today, right now, making those phone calls, repairing those relationships, saying those things you haven't said, because you can build the best business in the world. You can be the biggest lead gen machine in the world. But if you haven't done the right things, you're never going to be happy. You're never going to be fulfilled, and you're never going to be content with the life that you've built. All right. So anyway, have an amazing rest of the week. Hope you enjoyed meeting these Carrot Campers. I am out of breath. I've been walking around, talking, recording this, and I'm heading into the hotel here in Sedona to get on with our mastermind here in Sedona. So have an amazing week, and we'll talk soon.